listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey, and I want to welcome back Amy. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today, Monique.
So this episode is called Cheeks and Cheeks. So because the treatment we're going to talk about today was first used to help fill up the cheeks and fill sunken cheeks. And over the years, people have come up with other ways to utilize it. And it's become a favorite of injectors everywhere. And now it's also used in the butt cheeks. So we're going to get to that, I promise, because that's kind of interesting. I'm fascinated by this. But first, Amy, let's talk about what is Sculptra and what do you love most about it?
So Sculptra has become one of my favorite products to use. It is a biostimulator, meaning that it is a product that when it's injected, it stimulates your own collagen to produce. So it's a liquid injectable. We reconstitute it in sterile water. It's made out of a product called PLLA, which stands for poly-L-lactic acid, which is actually a sugar or a saccharide. It's one of the active ingredients in absorbable sutures. So many of us have actually already had it in our bodies before, if you've ever had a surgery. When we inject it, it's basically like laying down little seeds under the skin, and then your body will slowly produce collagen in response to it.
So is it liquid or is it got pieces of things in it? The PLLA, or like how, what would it look like to the naked eye? Can you see what is happening in there as you inject it?
It's a product that comes in a small vial and it is a dried product. So we have to reconstitute it in sterile water and then we can inject it into the face.
So who's a good candidate for this volumizer, I guess? Because it's not a filler per se. Is it more because it's stimulating your body to have that collagen response, do we call it something different or?
Well, we now have used the term biostimulator. So it is sort of like a filler. It's not exactly like a hyaluronic acid filler, which goes in, we inject it, and it's basically like putting a gel under the tissue. This is more of a product that's going to lay down underneath the tissue and then stimulate your body to produce its own collagen.
So as far as who's a good candidate and maybe an age range, what would you say?
So the product is FDA approved for anyone over the age of 18. I would say that I've injected patients as young as in their 30s, all the way up till mid to late 80s. So it can be used in a wide age range, many different patients, and we can use it for different things. So when you look at Sculptra, you have to, or when you look at fillers, just in general, you have to look at what we're using them for. So we're looking at the aging process and what's happening during that aging process. So we're losing fat in the face, which usually starts in our 30s. We're losing collagen, elastin in the face, which is a continuous process, but it's accelerated at around the age of 45. By 45, we lost about 25% of our collagen. And then once we hit menopause, then we're actually losing bone in the face as well. So we're using Sculptra to mimic those three things, depending on what we're losing over time. So if it's in a younger patient, then I'm usually using it to mimic fat in the face. If it's someone in their 40s, 50s, then I'm using it to mimic fat as well as stimulating collagen. If it's somebody who's postmenopausal, then I might be using it to mimic bone as well. So that the product is so versatile in that respect that you can use it to mimic all three of those things. And it does a beautiful job of just improving the quality of the skin and giving the skin that glow back. And it happens slowly over time. It doesn't happen just overnight. It takes about 8 to 12 weeks to see your end result. Most people see a result by 8 weeks, some even much sooner, by 4 to 6 weeks. And then by 8 to 12 weeks, you're seeing your end result. And usually it's so subtle over time that people just look at you and say, wow, you look really good. Did you change your hair? Did you get a facial? Something looks different about you. I don't really know what it is, but you look really good because it's so very subtle over time.
Now, what would be some of the common reservations people would have about having Sculptra or choosing Sculptra versus some other way to sort of rejuvenate the face?
I think that probably the main concern is when patients want to have a result right away. You know, if they're not patient enough to wait for the collagen to build over time, then they, you know, maybe using a hyaluronic acid filler is a better option. When Sculptra first came out, not everyone was going through the proper training to inject it. So they were having a lot of complications, injecting it in areas where it shouldn't be injected, like around the mouth and underneath the eyes, and they were getting nodules under the skin. So we've developed a much more knowledge about Sculptra over the years and realized that what we were initially taught has changed over time. So initially we were reconstituting it in just 5 cc's of sterile water, and now we've learned that the volume of solution that we use matters. So we're starting to use larger volumes with the Sculptra and getting even better results.
So what do your patients say to you about their results after they see it take place and magically sort of transform over a few months? What is their feedback?
Well, it's funny because sometimes the results can be so subtle over time that they don't even realize how much they've changed. So they come in and say, you know, I don't really see much of a difference. I haven't really noticed much of a change. And then I show them their before and after photos and there's a tremendous difference. And then they say, wow, I really do see it. And you know what? Actually, so-and-so was commenting on how I looked. And it's amazing because it is so subtle. And I say subtle in the sense of, because it's happening slowly over time, you just don't necessarily realize it. I remember the first time that I had Sculptra, I said, "Ah, this didn't work. I don't believe in this product." You know, about 8 weeks later, and then at around 12 weeks, I saw a photo of myself, and I said, "Oh my goodness, I see it, and I see a big difference, and I really love it." And that was in my 30s.
Wow.
So you know, I started using it at a pretty young age, and have been able to really maintain over time. I won't tell you my age now.
I was just going to say, like, well, how old are you? Because I thought you were in your 30s.
Yeah, so now I'm in my 40s. So now I'm at that stage where the collagen is really starting to break down pretty quickly. And I'm definitely noticing changes. But by doing this product, and, you know, once you get to where you want to be initially, you know, we might start with, say, if it takes, you know, 2 vials, 4 vials, 5, 6 vials to get to where you want to be initially, then we just maintain once a year, usually with half that amount. I'd say most people can maintain once a year with 1 to 2 vials. Occasionally it takes a little bit more, but usually it's 1 to 2 vials once a year. You're always maintaining. You're never fully breaking down. Sculptra, the studies show that it lasts up to about 2 years, but the studies stopped at 2 years. So we know clinically what we see is maybe 5, even more years. And if you continue to maintain it, you're going to age so slow and you're building that foundation of the face and maintaining the foundation of the face so that you see much less changes over time that are undesirable.
So for the face, if let's say there's a patient in their 50s and they've never had any surgery, maybe they've done things in the med spa, some fillers. If they're in their 50s, is 1 to 2 vials sort of normal, or does it really depend on how much volume lost that? I mean, is it correlated by age, I guess, how much you need, or is it more correlated by, you know, where they're losing volume, no matter what age they are?
I would say both of those are correlations to how much we would use. Typically, you know, if I have someone coming to me in their 50s, then I'm probably going to need to use 2 to 4 vials. Maybe even sometimes more. I say sometimes up to 6, depending on how much volume loss. There's so many things that go into determining how your body ages, how your face ages. You know, your ethnicity, you look at Asian and African ethnicities, and they're starting out with much more bone than Caucasian ethnicities. So they will naturally age much slower. If you are starting out with a more petite frame, a more petite face, then you're going to age much faster. So then in that case, I probably would need to use more Sculptra than I would on an African or Asian face.
So if, let's say, a person comes to you for the first time, you recommend four vials, they get four vials. So in a year, is it still a touch-up of 1 to 2 vials or would it be four again?
Typically, then if I do 4 vials initially, then usually it's just 2 vials once a year.
Okay, once a year. And what if the patient has had fillers before? Like, let's say they had fillers a month ago or 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. Do you have to dissolve what's already there to start building again?
No, and that's the great thing about Sculptra is that it can be layered with all of those other treatments that we do. So I often have patients that, you know, that will come and say, I have this special event that I'm preparing for. So we will do hyaluronic acid fillers because they, if they have a short time frame, so that we can get that result right away. And then usually I'll have them come back to me in 3 to 6 months, and then we can do Sculptra. So that way they're maintaining, and actually they will see an even better result with their hyaluronic acid fillers and the thread lifts. They will see it maintain much longer.
And is that because of that biostimulating part of it?
Yes, because they're building collagen. So the hyaluronic acid fillers will break down over time, usually over 1 year to 2 years time, depending on where it's placed. And then the Sculptra is going to build upon that. It's going to build the collagen, you know, and depending on what layer of the tissue we're injecting it, whether it's over the bone, if it's in the fatty layer, if it's just underneath the tissue to stimulate collagen in the skin, tightening of the skin, mimicking the fat or mimicking the bone, then that determines what the result is going to be.
So I teased at the beginning that we're talking about cheeks and cheeks. So the other cheeks are butt cheeks. Tell us about Sculptra in the butt or the derriere or the behind.
Yeah, so Sculptra has been used in the buttock area actually for quite a few years now. It's just really gained popularity over the last, I'd say, 5 years, where it's become more widely known that we use it in those areas. So it's actually not a new area that we're using it, but we use it in the buttock area for a variety of reasons. We use it to stimulate collagen. So if there are stretch marks and there's laxity of the skin or looseness of the skin, then we use it to thicken the tissue and tighten the skin and improve the actual skin quality. If the goal is to build volume, then we can use it to, you know, you hear a lot about the hip dips. So we can inject it into the hip dips to create more volume. Patients that are thinner, that are not good candidates for the Brazilian butt lift procedure, where they're using their own fat to inject into the buttock, are good candidates for Sculptra because they just don't have the fat that they need to put into the buttock to get mm-hmm. that filling. Now, it's not going to replace a Brazilian butt lift, but it is going to give some nice volume there. And then we can also use it for cellulite, for improving the appearance of cellulite. So there are varieties of reasons why we get cellulite, and one of them is looseness of the skin, laxity of the skin. So by improving the skin quality, that will help with that. Also by thickening the tissue, it will give the appearance of filling in that area as well. So there's a variety of things that we can use Sculptra for. It's such a versatile product.
Okay, so we've got face, easy, buttocks, but do you have some place that you thought, let's just try it, and did it work or not work?
Yeah, so I've used it in the knees.
Oh.
I mean, there's just so many places, anywhere you want to stimulate collagen, where you want to improve and thicken the tissue. It's been injected in the knees, it's been injected under the arms, in this area where you get that crepey skin over time. It's been injected in the chest, in the neck. You know, there are just so many places that we can inject it. And yes, it typically does work really well for tightening the tissue.
I was actually thinking about the chest, like that.
Yes.
Just that kind of décolletage area. That's really interesting. That was kind of where my head was going when I was asking the question, like, where else can we put it? Now, if you had it done and you were interested in your face and you're interested in some body places as well, can you do that all at the same time? And what's the recovery like?
You can do all of that at the same time. It's a lot to do at one time, but you can do it. And it depends on, you know, your tolerance. I think our techniques for injecting Sculptra have improved tremendously over the years, especially now that we have cannulas available to us. Traditionally, we've injected it with a needle, which is has a sharp tip versus a cannula that has a blunt tip. So if you think about liposuction, they're using cannulas. So we have little tiny cannulas that look like needles that we use to inject it. And that has, I mean, for me and my injection technique, it's been a game changer in terms of comfort for patients. So you can do multiple areas in a day. You can do a full face. You can do the buttock area. In fact, I think the buttock area is really an easy area, much faster recovery than doing a Brazilian butt lift. You have many less limitations to your activity. The main thing is afterwards is just, you know, preventing infection, but there's really very few limitations on you afterwards. In the face, you know, it's going to be very similar to any other filler, you know, with your limitations, you know, and you probably have possibly a little bit of swelling, potentially bruising. So usually the downtime and recovery is pretty quick.
Would you say like a week? If you had an event and you wanted to do mm-hmm. Sculptra ahead of that event, would you say a week minimum or 3 days, or what's kind of the safe zone?
Usually my rule of thumb, if there's an event coming up, I like to allow at least 2 weeks. Okay. Ideally, you would come a month before any sort of, you know, major event, just so that we have enough time. But with Sculptra, the recovery is pretty quickly. And if you have an event coming up, usually I'm not choosing Sculptra.
Right. Well, if you're if you're getting ready for the event, right. Yeah, you would do it ahead. But if you were just worried about, I got to go see so-and-so next Friday and I don't care about my result yet.
A week is plenty of time.
A week. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. In terms of downtime, I guess.
And for body, you know, if you're doing buttock, the area is covered. So you really don't have any downtime at all with that.
Yeah. If there's bruising or something, then it right. wouldn't really show. Now, can you sit? I mean, obviously I'm sitting here talking to you and I'm thinking, God, if I had this, all this stuff, like, do you have to avoid sitting for a little while?
No, you don't have to avoid sitting.
How does this work, Amy?
I probably wouldn't go home and sit for 24 hours on your buttock, but yeah, you really don't have to avoid sitting because the areas that we're injecting are usually a little bit higher than where you sit.
Oh,
it's usually on the upper buttock area and then on the sides. So sitting is not really going to affect those areas.
Interesting. Well, this has been so fascinating. I didn't realize that, you know, it's been around for a long time. I remember back in like 2005 to 2010, we were using it. But what's interesting is that changes in the techniques and the different layers that you can use it in different layers of the skin or the face, depending on what the goal is. And I know that, you know, our GlamFam members is in terms of pricing, because like if you're doing an area like the buttocks, then there's going to be more vials and each vial costs some money. So we have financing programs, but I know that our GlamFam members, typically we have something where kind of a package where the more you buy, the more you save type of thing. So I would think, do you know if that's the case?
Yes, absolutely. When we have patients that are going to be doing multiple vials, we want to make it more beneficial for them because we know that they're going to benefit from doing more vials. So we definitely have some price breaks on that to help accommodate that financially.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I think it's you know, one of those things where it's not going to do the same thing as surgery, but it's going to give you, you know, you don't have the downtime of surgery and there's that trade-off like you mentioned, but then also, you know, it doesn't cost as much as surgery. So that's nice too. So depending on how many you're using.
Yes. And then you don't have to be under anesthesia. You don't have the long recovery time. So it definitely has a lot of advantages.
And I guess the other question I'm thinking now that we're talking about sort of a Sculptra BBL is on the maintenance of that, would it sort of be on the same every year or so that they're going to have a touch up if they want?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you're dealing with the body, I would say once you get to where you want to be initially, we can reassess once a year to determine if we need to do more.
Okay. Well, I love learning about this with you, Amy. And so for everybody in our audience, you can find information about Sculptra on the website, but then I would say everybody's first step is probably to have a consultation with you. And so do you like to do those consultations virtually via Zoom or in person, or what's your preferred method, Amy?
It's always ideal to see patients in person, but we can certainly do it over Zoom as well. It's pretty easy to assess for Sculptra when we're doing Zoom consultations.
Awesome. So if you're listening today, you guys have any questions or want to see the links of the things we talked about, it'll be in the show notes. And just a reminder, if you love our podcast, share it with your friends, write us a review on either Apple Podcasts or Good Pods or wherever you're listening. And thanks again, Amy. It was nice to talk with you today.
Yeah, so wonderful to talk with you as well. Thank you for bringing up the subject of one of my favorite products.
I love it. Well, we haven't talked about that yet. So, you know, in terms of with our podcast, we've talked about a lot of things, but Sculptra, this is something we haven't really mentioned. So I appreciate you taking the time to inform our audience.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.